Hello and welcome to a special Patreon Unlocked edition of Reality Alert. If you would like to listen to the rest of our coverage of Love is Blind Sweden, you can subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/realityalert, where for the next 4 weeks, we're going to be recapping the rest of the show and the reunion. It's only $5 a month, and we have a lot of great content on there. That's patreon.com/realityalert. Okay, here's the show. It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
Oh, danke tausend. Welcome to Sweden. Do I sound Swedish?
Not really.
I don't know what Swedish people sound like because I use the dubs.
Yeah, I use the dubs too, so I didn't really get a...
Do you know what they sound like? Do they say Donkatal?
I don't think it's like that. That sounds more like German, Belgian.
I know. I don't know what Swedish people sound like. IKEA furniture, mom.
They probably sound like Norwegians and Finnish people, right? Like, is there a general accent up in Scandinavia?
What do they sound like?
I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it.
It's not offensive.
Oh, you know.
They sound a little like this. Oh, okay. More like Russian sounding.
A little.
Okay.
A little. Yeah.
Oh, more like death metal.
Well,
guys,
you gotta get a little further east.
Yeah, I was too west. Donkatausen making gibberish. Right. Yes. Okay.
You were doing Goldmember from Austin Powers.
Yes.
Which even Goldmember's Dutch accent, I'm not really sure about. That was
Are you sure? I think he worked with coaches and stuff.
Oh yeah, I'm sure he did. Dutch I'm sure accent. He studied for years. Like,
well, you know, like I Bradley do too,
Cooper
right?
And Maestro. Yeah.
Before I do any accent on this show, I do hours of dialogue training. I work with various coaches and stuff to make sure that it's authentic. Right. Yeah.
I remember you worked with Yosemite Sam before I was speaking to.
Yes. I did.
Love is Blind. Great.
I don't want to offend the Swedish people.
Me neither. They seem cool. They're kind of cool, right? They're kind of cool.
Oh, dude, these guys are dude. Sergio is so cool, dude.
Rasmus? None of them want kids. They all hate pets and animals. It's very European. My God, it's so European.
I am just very glad that men are sociopathic trash everywhere.
Yes.
You know, it's not just an
American. Yes, that's a universal truth. Yes.
Like, you know, people are always like, America, like, we are so bad. In Europe, everything is better. People are better.
Oh, yeah.
I'm always like, no, people suck everywhere. It's a universal problem.
Yes.
It's like everybody sucks everywhere, okay?
Yes. That's so true.
I know.
Wiser words have never been spoken.
Yes.
It's everyone likes to just pinpoint it to America and the UK, but boy, let me tell you, there's shitty people all over the planet.
Exactly.
But we are pretty shitty.
No, we are. We're bad.
The Americans, I mean, we're pretty shitty.
No, I know exactly what you meant. I knew you were talking about Americans. Yeah. Yes. But did you know that Sweden has one of the highest percentage of singles in the world?
No way. And
no
what's their
way.
Major export?
I don't know. They didn't say it on the show.
Oh, okay. That's
the show said singles.
I thought you were going to go through a list of Wikipedia things.
No, I was hoping that they were going to tell us more things. They just told us about singles.
Yeah, I'm guessing nobody there wants kids. Nobody wants to love each other. Nobody wants pets. So, yeah, they all like their life of solitude cleaning porta potties on an island.
Hey, that sounds pretty chill to me. I mean, I don't blame them.
It's very cool.
They're living good, happy lives. They seem happy.
They do.
I mean, I do get concerned with some of them living in ass places, but that is, you know.
Yes. Yeah.
You said you live in ass place?
I don't know.
I think that was Christopher, right? Because
yeah.
The porta potties.
Yeah, it's a porta potty man for all of them on the island. On I guess the island of Sweden.
Yeah. I saw a movie recently called Perfect Days. You heard about this? Wenders, the guy who did Paris, Texas. He did this movie about this guy in Tokyo who was a toilet cleaner. And he was the happiest man on earth. Nobody was happier than the toilet man.
Was it a documentary?
No. Oh, fiction.
Okay. Well, yeah. Show me a documentary and then I'll believe it about a toilet cleaner. The happiest
man on earth. I'm just saying, if we all want to find happiness, then maybe we should all be cleaning toilets for a
while. Okay, I'll clean a toilet after this.
Okay.
And,
yeah. I'll make the pledge. I'll clean a toilet too.
Well, what's that Judd Apatow movie with Paul Rudd and is it Jennifer Aniston where they go and they join the cult and then his brother owns all the porta potties?
Yeah. That was a David Wayne movie.
Oh, it was a David Wayne movie.
That was man, I should know.
It's called like Other Placia or something.
No, it's not that. It's
anyway. Yeah, the guy, his brother owns a lot of porta potties and he makes a lot of money. I could see it. I think it's a lucrative business, especially if you have a monopoly of
Wanderlust.
Yes, Other Placia. He owns a lot of if Christopher owns all of the porta potties for Sweden, I think he's making bank.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
He's rolling in it. So
he's rolling in it, all right.
Yeah, well, he's rolling in happiness based on what we've discussed.
Right, exactly.
Is he our first purple-haired contestant that we've seen on the Love is Blind versions that we've watched? That is
a great question. I think so, although we have not seen Japan. So,
Has a Mexico version come out? And we haven't seen Brazil season two. I don't know.
I could imagine Brazil having a purple hair person.
Yeah, I do too.
Yes. They're very lively and colorful. Well,
he's the first purple that I remember seeing. So let's book
it. I think it is. Yeah.
Book it. Alexandria says she's ready for love. Nothing has worked. One guy with glasses says he has wanted children since he was 15, but he looks about 16.
About a year he's wanted kids.
He's our first 16-year-old contestant on Love is Blind. And he's not going to find one because nobody wants kids.
Europe is different.
Really different. They have different norms, different cultural norms. Appreciate them.
Some weird thing to them. Okay.
God. Let's listen to what Isabel has to say.
In most of my relationships, I was cheated on. I've been unlucky with men. It's like in a bad movie. My friends eat popcorn and laugh because my life has become a comedy.
Wow. Well, maybe you shouldn't have
friends.
Yeah. Also, it's like maybe you shouldn't have gone on reality TV because that's what we're going to do.
Yeah. We're going to make fun.
Yes.
Just a little bit.
I think that they've improved the dubs a little bit. I was feeling that everything was a little less robotic. I was disappointed.
I have that note here. I said dubs have a little more kick.
I know. And I felt like they were mouth matching a little bit. And I wasn't like zoning out as I was like, oh, I'm feeling. I mean, it's still pretty robotic, but a lot better than Brazil season one.
They tried this time.
Yeah, there was.
Although sometimes the voices didn't really match the face, you know, but you can't be too picky with these things. Like,
no.
Like Johan. I was expecting a little deeper voice. I mean,
yeah.
He's put like a little this. More. Put a Hello. Little. Yeah.
Hello, it's me.
Could you imagine The Rock coming out and hearing, hi, I'm The Rock. Can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Yeah, he has Mighty Mouse's voice.
Yeah.
Sergio comes out and says he's matured and he's ready to stop playing games, he thinks. I love that Sergio is 37. Like, what are you doing?
He's the youngest at heart, even younger than the 16-year-old. Yeah.
The host, Jessica, arrives. Why is she even there? You know, I know people say about Nick and Jessica, but Nick and Jessica, they provide the rubric for the show. Jessica, I mean, she's not even, is she even married in real life? Like, what is she doing there? It was like, she didn't even ask them a lot of questions. She didn't tell them to have babies. How are they going to know to have babies if you don't tell them?
Yeah. It was not an obviously situation.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
I was like, who is this? Why is she here? I need tips.
Whereas the Brazil hosts, we were like, yes, obviously. We know.
Yes, we get this. we meet some people. We meet Nina. She eventually kind of, she appears. She's very horny and wants to have sex a lot. That intrigued me.
Very much so.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I liked that. Someone hates pickleball, so I guess the pickleball craze is global.
It is. Wow.
It's global.
So men being awful and pickleball, we've now
determined. Global.
Global.
Mm-hmm. Johan could not be with a vegan. He wants somebody that likes that animals die and then you eat them.
He refuses to be with people who won't kill the animal that they end up eating later.
Yeah.
That's how hardcore he is of a carnivore.
I think he's of giant blood. It's like fee, fi, fo, fum. I smell the blood of an Englishman. He's like that. Yeah. Like, he needs to smell the blood.
But instead of like a beanstalk that he goes up, instead it's like a meat stalk. It's like,
yes,
it's like a big rib cage or something.
So that would be cool as hell.
Very sick.
That's how things work in Swedenland.
Yes.
We meet Chrisley. Yes.
Yes.
I like how even Chris, I was like,
Dash Lee.
I was like, is this a Swedish name? And then no, it's like they're all confused about it too. Like, they're all like, what is that? Yeah. Like, everyone's like,
yeah. What's is it? Rasmus thought she was
Chinese. Well, and I'm like, is it Estonian? Like, everybody is just like, I'm like, what is it? I'm like, I don't know. Maybe it's
Estonian. I think it might be Estonian.
That could be it.
I think it is.
All these guys are like, yeah, I couldn't deal with a dog. A dog is a deal breaker. No, the eight guys are like, no, no pets, no affection, no love, no children, no dogs, no pickleball. None of it.
I want to know, would they be okay with a box turtle? Is that okay?
No. No life.
No. One time the box turtle looked at me longingly and I said, no, I do not want to establish a connection with this box turtle.
Too much life in my house. Fake plants.
Fake plants, IKEA tables. That's all I need.
There's also one guy that's like, do you think you could help me get out of my out of my shell, help me find my adventurous side? And she's like, no, get out of here. Bye.
It's good.
But it all changes when Rasmus comes along. He says that, you know, just like she's an interior designer, he has an eye for interior design too.
Well, they all do, right?
Together.
No IKEA lamps in the ceiling.
They brought up IKEA?
Wow.
Wow.
So it's as big of a deal to them as it is to us.
Yes. It must be their Walmart. You know how we talk about Walmart all the time?
Right. All the time. It's our favorite place.
It's our culture.
It's where we go to smile.
Yeah.
Walmart.
Sing the rollback prices song all the time.
Rasmussen seems like
Rasputin. Rasputin.
Yeah, almost said Rasputin. No, Rasmus. I'm sorry. He is a very social butterfly. Wouldn't you agree? He's just always. Anyone's gonna feel like they have a connection with him. Because he's just got so much confidence, and also he makes tables and stuff so people love.
Does he? Do we believe him?
I kind of do. I feel like that's probably like something Swedes learn in
grade
one or something, right?
I didn't trust him from the second he started saying that he that he loves like talking about his feelings and being emotional. Because I
yeah, that's like, a red flag. That sounded a bit like Trevor-esque from this recent season.
Because I feel like people that like doing that, that are like open about their emotions, don't need to be like, I'm very open about my emotions. Like, you know, and of course she starts melting, you know, he's like, oh my God, he's so open with emotions.
Well, it's because men have read those books where where it says women like sensitive men. And so then they go,
yes.
Oh, I cried for the Rachel McAdams, Ryan Gosling movie, The Notebook.
Okay, yeah. I think we need to start writing self-defense against pickup artist books for women.
Yes. Of when you know that they've clearly read this book or that book and how to identify red flags for it. Yes,
but we need to write under a pseudonym as an author who is a woman, so it comes off less douchey.
Right. Yeah, that's what we should do for this podcast. Really,
we can do AI.
We get so many more viewers and listeners. People see the hats and they turn it right off in 2 seconds. I'm telling you.
Chrisley, she falls in love with him, you know, because they're both morning people. They have tattoos and they both have dogs. They're probably the only two people in Sweden with dogs.
Well, you know, and normally I'd be like, this is a little fast, but given how the hatred for dogs in Sweden, I've got to say, maybe this is a one in a million kind of guy.
Could be.
Yeah.
And we cut to a confessional of him, and he's like, you know, I like to keep a bunch of balls in the air, play the field, you know, keep them wanting me, you know? And he says he's superficial, so they should sneak in the details about how they look, you know? We should get some, it should be like Clay NAD, you know? She should leak the specs, some lips, butts, and stuff in there, you know? Let them know.
Yes, just a little bit. Just a little bit. Do you think they get tired, though, of hearing, you know, with Swedish people, it's this blonde, right? All the way down the line. Is that a thing? I was surprised by how many brunettes were in this. I really was.
I know. I thought it was going to be that it.
Blonde. I love blondes. It is what it is.
Joey, go on, love his boy.
Joey, love Sweden. Move to Sweden.
You'd be so good on that show.
Rasmus is initially into Nina. He has her describe her tight pants, and I'm getting crop top vibes. He thinks she's sexy. Yeah. He meets with Katya, and he lets her know he's 6'3", so she will tell him her height, and we get some massage talk. A lot of massage talk, which I initially was like, why is there so much massage talk? And then I was like, oh, Swedish massage. Oh, I literally just thought about it. It's like a cultural thing.
You know what's crazy is we have massages out here too in the U.S.
We do.
Oh, it's like a global thing.
No, it is crazy. But like they talk about massage like a lot on. Like there was a lot of massage talk. Like you don't get this much massage. Sure. Like, they're like, oh, are you good at massages? Do you massage a lot? Like usually you'll get like one of these.
He's talking about his oils.
We got like four of these conversations. Normally we'll get like one. We'll be like, are you good with your hands? Will you massage me? I'm like, do people massage each other this much? Maybe I'm a bad partner. You know, I don't. Yeah. Like they made it sound like, do you have your massage?
Whereas Americans are like, why don't you just give me a back rub in the back of my forehead?
Yeah, we do back rubs. We don't break out the wood table with the oils, with the diffuser. These people all have, you know, licenses.
You need to head up to Northern California at some point, Max.
No, dude.
You've been an East Coast boy your whole life. Come out to Boulder,
I've
Colorado.
I've done massages in LA before when I lived here one summer. I was having bad back problems. Uh-huh. What blew my mind here was every time I got a massage here, they would stand on me. They would be like,
no,
okay.
Not.
Yes, just, I swear to God.
That's nuts.
Three different places they stood on me.
That's nuts.
I swear I am not I did not.
What the fuck are you doing?
No, I was down with it. I don't care. I don't give a shit.
What, you said stop care? Away.
Yeah, it felt good. They know what they're doing.
Sounds
three
like
different people. Great. They're like, okay, I'm gonna walk on you. I was like, all right.
Did they jump?
No, they just walk. They're like, all right, I'm gonna walk on your back now. I was like,
all of a sudden, okay. You hear like three people on your back jumping. one of them going, send me, send me.
I was like, guess it's a West Coast thing. They don't do this. So I was like, all right. And they walked on my back.
No, I have a friend who's a masseuse in Boulder, though. But there's I know people who are very into this stuff, very into it.
Yeah, but they're massage practitioners.
Yes, you just mean in terms of regular citizens.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm saying these people sounded very into massages.
Yeah.
No, Ben. I understand that there are masseuses.
No, I know, but there's like a lot here.
I love getting massages. I'm very into, you know. I know you're not. You're
I'm not as into it. No.
Well, we agreed that when we hit what is it, 1,000 patrons, you would get a massage.
That's true. I did admit that. Do I have to do it on camera?
I think you said I forgot what the parameters were. It was like a certain number audio and a certain number camera.
For 1,000 patrons, I'll do on camera.
Wow.
Yeah.
10,000. Can I walk on you?
Damn it. Damn it. I want to walk. Why don't you have to do anything?
I love everything.
That's true.
I'm gonna,
you know what? If we hit 10,000, I've got, or 1,000, I've got something for you. You have to baby talk throughout an entire episode. Do only baby talk throughout an entire episode of the podcast. Only baby talking, because I know you hate that.
Like Wiz?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yep.
And you have to do like little pet names and nicknames.
Oh, God.
Benny Winnie.
Oh, God.
So there you go. We've got it. We got it.
That's good. We figured it out.
Let the countdown begin.
All right. So Katya, she says that her biggest priority is that she wants to stay in Stockholm. Apparently Rasmus lives there. Well, that doesn't end up mattering. These people kind of live all over Sweden. And I mean, Sergio, he lives in Barcelona. Is that where he lives?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's going to work out with him and Amanda, but we'll see.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, Christopher is from a village called Jarvso in Hälsingland. I don't know how to say anything.
Very cool.
Yes.
You just going to bring up the old Swedish map here.
Lucas and Amelia both want children. Mira and Oscar. Mira moved to India and worked in Bollywood, but she's from Afghanistan. She's an economist. Oscar apparently was an elite swimmer and has lived in the U.S.
Did you notice how everyone calls themselves elite at things they do?
Yeah, I think it's a weird translation thing.
I think it is too. But yeah. I think it's also kind of cool, and I kind of want to do it too.
We're elite podcasters. Yeah, we are. He's an ex-elite swimmer, but now he's training as a pilot. Okay.
By the way, I looked up Myra's Bollywood resume because I was curious. My wife and I, we've been getting really into Bollywood movies lately.
Yes.
Like, ton of them, like we've been watching for the last year or so. I looked her up. She's got like 2 credits, and I'm pretty sure they're like student short films.
Well, you know, when she said she was an economist, I was pretty sure that she didn't, you know.
Yeah.
Have a flourishing career in Bollywood. A flourishing
career, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wanted to make that clear to any other Bollywood fans out there. She's not in any of the big
Did movies. You look up Oscar's not- swimming career?
I should have. He's elite. He's probably in the Olympics.
Yes. Did you look up Johan's basketball career, his stats?
I didn't, but I did look up photos of him eating meat, and it was elite. It was. So.
I don't know, a lot of boring shit. Mira and Johan connect. Johan and Kimia, I like when they talk, and Johan talks about how he used to play basketball at an elite level, and her response is just, "Oh, so you're tall? Ooh, yummy. I love tall guys."
You don't own a dog, do you?
You don't want kids, do you? I don't want big, tall kids. I just want to feel my, I just want to feel my little hand in a big hand because you're tall.
I just want shade, okay, on a sunny day. That's all I want.
She's like, I don't give a shit that you play basketball. I just like guys who are tall.
Elite basketball player. Very cool.
Sergio is an international man of mystery. He talks about how handsome he is to people, how many push-ups he's doing. He's really, he's leading on. He's a goof, but, you know.
He does Anchorman jokes.
Yeah.
Oh, you just caught me doing all these push-ups. Doing all sorts of bits.
He knows how to play the field.
Yeah.
But when he meets Amanda, his Christian bride, he thinks she's worthy of his name.
Mm-hmm.
So he tells her. And he's a Catholic, so they're a match made in heaven. No pun intended.
Literally.
Yeah. Yes. Amanda says it's important because her father is a pastor, and he will, and Sergio or her future husband will be hand, oh no, her father will be handing her over at the altar, and it has to be the right man to receive her. And she says Sergio is very much her type, and he's at the top. Yeah, so it has to be, you know, her father is going to trade her over, you know, like property to the husband. So, you know, right, to do the trade, you know, with the goats and everything, you know, with it has sheep, to be.
Because he's a pastor, so sheep.
Sheep, yeah, it has to be a true Christian man to receive him. a pure man like Sergio.
From one shepherd to another.
Yes.
The flock.
So she thinks that he is the right man, and you know, I think he is. Yeah, let's hear what Sergio said after this.
It was like going from being a missionary to slamming Viagra. Now I'm going home to masturbate like a maniac.
That's gonna be a soundbite that gets a lot of use.
Now I'm going home to masturbate like a maniac.
Yeah, perfect match. That's gonna be used every episode. Hey, I love how free the Swedes are about talking about jacking off. I really do. I think it's great. We haven't had that on any reality show yet.
It's that European sensibility, yeah, you know?
And they're covered Are You the One? And we still haven't had that.
So. They're taught how to masturbate in school.
Right.
From a very young age.
Well, most of them want to be alone. They don't want things around them, so...
Well, that's why they don't want pets, because they don't want their pet watching them masturbate.
Right. Makes sense. It does.
And they have these tiny, like, IKEA furniture apartments. So, do you realize how dinky all of the furniture was and, like, how all the pods looked? Very obviously furnished by IKEA, by the way.
Very obviously, yes. I agree.
Yeah.
Although, I liked the wall. It was, like, a little sort of wood-looking wall. It was very... it was nice.
I just felt like it was very breakable. Like it wasn't sturdy.
Yeah, the wicker. It looked like
the wicker. Yeah, I just didn't feel like I feel like maybe, you know, you could have it for a couple of years, but you wouldn't want it for a long-term investment.
Right. Right.
Carolina and Lucas, they talk dirty. They say they like things spontaneous. And Carolina says that Carolina says that if another woman wanted to kiss Lucas, she would slap her.
Wow.
I wish he had picked her.
I really do too. She is fiery.
Yes.
And a lot of fun.
She was all in on him. She really wanted him. Amelia decides to keep Lucas's attraction to herself. I think we're going to get this duel. You know, I hope Carolina comes in later.
Was Lucas saying, like, in a roundabout way that he likes public sex?
I think so, when he said he likes things spontaneous.
But then he said not at home. He was
he only likes to have sex in, like, phone booths, like abandoned phone booths, abandoned warehouses, stuff like that.
Well, Christopher better be careful when he starts asking about the public toilets on the island. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Don't you come over to my island.
Rasmus and Katya. Rasmus says that he wants to go on a road trip with her for 2 weeks through the Italian coast to all the vineyards, and at each one they will explain how the wine is made. I'm like, don't you think after a couple of vineyards you can skip the part where they explain how the wine is made? Now,
on the fifth vineyard he's gonna be like, grapes.
I know. I'm like, okay, going to all the vineyards sounds cool and trying all the wine, but do you really need to do the explanation tour where they explain? And we're going to pay to get to stomp.
Why does it taste gross?
We're going to stomp the grapes at each vineyard. Like, who the fuck cares?
I just like how easily Katya cries. Like, he's just describing Italy. And she's just like,
she says it's her dream
bawling
trip.
Bawling her eyes out. Yeah, you and everyone in the world. Katya. Jeez. This isn't that unique. She's like, I can't believe I found someone else who wants to go to Italy.
No, my dream trip is to go to the coast of Staten Island. All right. And walk it.
Catch a Staten Island Yankees game.
Yeah.
Go to the Staten Island.
That's team. My dream. That would make me cry if somebody brought that up. So Katya goes back and she's crying because she's so happy. And Chrisley goes, can you just tell me who it is? Because you're so happy.
This was great.
I'm going to let him go. Whoever it is. Just tell me. Katya says,
she already knew.
Rasmus. And Chrisley says, fuck. And starts crying and says, well, I can't. Sorry.
I love how competitive and manipulative this season is so far, by the way. I have to say, we'll get into it more.
She said she would take him back, though. She said she would let him go, but she didn't. She lied.
Crazy. This felt like, this whole first two episodes felt like just love triangles continually one-upping each other, like trying to one-up each other. Like, what do I have? Okay, she went with the emotional side. She cried. Well, now I got to fucking give him my panties. You know? This is everyone's just one-upping each other.
These two, they both seem okay with it, though. And Katya says Rasmus is so lovable. I don't see it.
No, you don't see it? His curiosity for wine isn't he's so curious, he wants to learn it five times over. Not lovable.
God,
he wants to go to Italy, Max. That's unique.
He talks about really feelings. So Rasmus and Chrisley, they talk about their tats. He wants to know what's on her sleeve, but she won't tell him. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Ooh, you're going to have to buy the ring to find out.
In confessional, he says he can't get a mental image of her, and it makes him nervous. He says that she's of Estonian descent, and he doesn't know what that means. He doesn't know what Estonian...
It's just across the bay, my friend.
I don't know what Estonian chicks look like. I don't know if I can marry her. What if Estonian chicks are fugly? I don't know.
He's from Stockholm. It is literally like right across the Baltic Sea.
I love that you have a map up so you can be like, oh, okay, this is where, okay. All right.
Hey, I've been to Estonia.
You have been. So are Estonian chicks hot? I don't know what they look like.
Would you believe that people are beautiful all over the world?
No, I wouldn't, because I've been listening to Rasmus, so I don't believe that.
Oh, okay.
He's so lovable.
Only Italy.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
I hope they do a Love is Blind Italy.
What about so Love is Blind?
So that we can do our Italian.
Italian.
Mamma mia, you're beautiful.
Grazie. Prego, ragù.
You come to Sunday dinner. We have a talk. We get married.
Amanda and Sergio. Amanda asked Sergio why he wouldn't say his name to other people, but would to her. He said it was childish behavior on both sides.
Sure. Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, I said my name, but could you believe I wouldn't say my name, but could you believe that they said their name? Pretty childish of them to say their name.
Pretty childish.
Pretty yeah. childish. She says that he reminds her of guys she's dated before. I can't believe that she's not married yet.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
For a guy who likes to jerk off that much.
Now I'm going home to masturbate like a maniac.
Christopher and Katya. He asks her if there's a little something extra he could do to get her extra turned on. Ooh. Apparently for her, it's to be pampered. And for him, it's to be a giver. Well, he is a porta potty supplier, so this makes sense.
Well, yeah, we know now what turns him on. It's giving fans to women that with scarves. Bandanas.
I think that was the start of her getting the ick. That was the start of her going, oh, no.
Now she's picturing like a pirate or something.
Well, and then when she saw him, it was a pirate.
Yeah. But that look has to be common up there, right? In Scandinavia. Come on. You know, the sort of, you know, metal
rocker. Yeah.
Viking sort of vibe, you know.
That's what I imagined. I imagined half of them to look like that.
Mm-hmm.
There is sexual tension though. He especially when he asks her if she sleeps nudie Rudy.
Ooh. Wow.
And talks about his pink and white pajama pants. She says that Christopher makes her forget about time and space, but there's something more exciting about Rasmus.
The wine.
The stuff. Wine. Listening to wine people talk about to go to Italy, wine.
So yeah. That's exciting.
But Christopher will take her to like shit conventions and stuff.
Yeah. Top of the line porta potties.
Yes. We have a manifester. Amelia says she manifested the name Lucas before she came into the pods, and she wants to knock down the wall and hug him. Lucas lets her know she's been at the top since the first date. It's so obvious these two are going to get together. They really drag this one out.
I never thought it wasn't going to be Amelia. It was obvious. It was
yes, but Caroline.
Although when the panties came out, I was like, "This might have been. This is a Hail Mary, but it might just work. It might be like the Megan.
I was hoping
Chelsea, you know,
because when Lucas and Carolina do talk about sex in the next scene, he says when it comes to sex, he's not shy, and afterwards he's like, "I need some wine. He doesn't need coffee and a hot shower. They don't do that in Sweden. They just drink wine." They have IKEA brand wine that they drink.
They just get themselves drunk enough to where they can't do anything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Chrysalis shares her family trauma, and this really turns Rasmus on. He says it makes him her more. And then she says, "I love you." And he just goes, "That's so sweet." Isn't that what everyone wants to hear when they say "I love you"?
Yeah.
So.
Oh. You got. Look at you.
Look at you. Aw. She doesn't seem to mind though that he totally, you know, brushed her off.
Yeah. No, she's head over heels.
I know. But this.
Have we ever seen someone more in love with someone else on Love Is Blind ever? in the first couple days. I don't know if we have really.
I don't know.
She is like head over heels. She's crying all the time. She's saying this is,
yeah,
I love him so much. Like, this is over the top. It really is.
What about Jessica for Jimmy?
No, this is, well, oh, she did write that letter.
Yeah, but it was, so, it was, the whole thing was so fake.
Yeah, yeah.
Rasmus and Katya.
Good morning, good morning.
It's great to stay up late. Good morning to you.
What enthusiasm
they
from
like
the dubbers.
In the rain in Sweden.
Oh my God. It's like our movies are shown across the world.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
That's crazy.
So got to be a top five movie for me.
They don't. It's so good. They don't just watch IKEA commercials in Sweden and ABBA documentaries and music videos.
Yeah. they only listen to Jens Lakeman out there. That's it. Did you like that reference?
Yes. I didn't get it.
What? A music reference that I made.
What'd you say?
Jens Lakeman. I said they only listen to Jens. One of the artists that I like, and he happens to be from Sweden.
Jens Lakeman?
Yes, he's a singer-songwriter.
Ooh, Jens Lakeman.
He's
from Sweden?
My Swedes! Sound out about Jens Lakeman. Maybe they don't know who he is. I don't know.
I hope they do.
Maybe.
It's only Jens Lakeman and ABBA.
Right. And Katy Perry.
Yeah, from Sweden.
Or she's global. Taylor Swift. The Beatles.
Also Swedish.
Probably all Nicki Minaj, Cardi B. Probably
all born in Sweden.
Yeah. Wow. I can't believe I finally did a music reference that Max didn't get.
You got me.
Amazing.
So Rasmus split himself, says he can't split himself, and he breaks things open with Katya. Breaks things off with Katya. I didn't see this coming. I did not.
I didn't either. I thought he was going to play the field a little longer. He seemed like a player to me. I thought he was going to keep playing it.
I still don't trust him.
I think Katya did like him the most.
Yeah, she doesn't like Christopher. She's just staying on the show.
Yeah.
And I don't trust Rasmus at all.
If Rasmussen.
Rasmussen?
Rasmus gave Katya the fan, would she have gotten the ick from him, or would she have thought it was cool?
She would have gotten the ick. That fan is a fan, a tie-dye fan with a matching bandana.
Yeah. I mean, that's tough. You can't get out of that. No matter who you are, you could be the smoothest talker in the world.
You can't unsee that.
You could be like Jude Law in there giving a... But that, if you're a fan...
That plus the image of pink and white pajama pants plus the porta potties plus saying nudie Rudy. I just don't... I couldn't overcome that.
It's a lot to take in. He's a very unique person.
There's only so much I can take.
Yeah.
Nudie Rudy? No.
But there's someone out there for him. I know there is.
Someone out there. He can meet them at a shit convention, I'm sure.
Yeah, the porta potty convention.
Oh, is that what they call them? They call them shit conventions?
Do you think that they're all portable, the conventions? Do you think?
Oh, they come on like giant trucks. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. They have to, they're thematic.
What do you think it smells like at those conventions? You think it's pretty smell?
Flowers. Flowers. Yeah. So the women's quarters, Katya cries. Chrisley tries to play stupid, like, hey, am I the only one he's dating? Chrisley. She's like, I don't know. Rasmus just keeps talking about how nervous he is about what Chrisley looks like. He's like, I'm so shallow. What am I going to do? I'm so shallow.
Yeah, why don't the guys go as hard on him as they did on Sergio when Sergio's like, I'm shallow?
Because well,
like, I want to punch him in the face.
Well, because Sergio's was pretty fucked up.
Yeah, Sergio's in.
Sergio's had a lot of details. His was just like, oh, I'm kind of nervous, but I still want to marry her. And his was like, She got bullied. So
yeah. And she has scoliosis, dude. I'm not going to bury her.
Katya talks about her panic attacks and anxiety with Christopher. And Christopher says that if she ever has them again, he can provide a place of comfort for her.
I wonder where that is.
I was like, a tight, confined place with plastic walls that smells like shit? I don't think that's great if you're having a panic attack.
But it's nice and clean. It's clean by him.
Yeah, and he'll have a fan for her.
I know that. I have anxiety. I know that when I have panic attacks, when I'm spiraling, the first place I wish I was in was a porta potty.
Yeah, you want to get nudie Rudy and hop in a porta potty. Take a tie-dye fan.
Then I can calm down, do my breath work, you know.
I'm really glad he can do that.
Can't be porta potty jokes. We can't just build this shit around. It's
too easy. He set this one up. He literally said,
you're better than this.
He said, if you ever need a he said, if you ever have one again, I can provide a place for you. He literally set this one up. If you set it up, we will knock it down.
What are we? What are we? Of course, we're gonna knock that shit down. Come on,
come on.
If he spikes up that shit, we're gonna knock it down.
We're gonna knock it down. Amanda and Sergio. Sergio lets Amanda know that he has narrowed it down to only her. She lets him know that she, and then he's like, "All right, give me someone to work with when I leave here, okay? I need some spank bank material."
Common move this season, I've noticed, and common move in the U.S. one in Charlotte. We were saying that a lot, where it's like, just so you know, I've gotten rid of everyone else, and it's just you now. I mean, This is like, it's almost like a game now, you know?
Yeah, the strategy is evolving. Yes. This is what really gets him going. She says, "I am happy, funny, and wifey material." And it drives him nuts. It's like Shane in the crop tops.
Oh my God, dear Lord.
You know, he's like, oh yeah, I can't believe this is happening.
Now I'm going home to masturbate like a maniac.
Like the wifey thing. It's very sexual to him.
Oh yeah. And God.
She's happy and funny, yeah.
She's a Christian. Oh.
I know.
Oh yeah. Oh.
But then we see Sergio connecting with Kimya and Alexandra as well. He's been three timing these women.
Wow. And you know what? Not a smart thing to do in Sweden, because they don't like dogs there.
Oh, because he's a dirty dog.
He's a dirty dog.
I want to see you. I just want to hold your hand.
I'm standing in front of the wall.
Alexandra. I'm so... You gotta
listen. I'm so...
Okay, I'm done. I'll see you later. All right, I'm going to hang up now. I'm finished. All right, bye.
She hears him zipping up his pants.
Yeah, he's all right, I'm done, bye. Click. See you later.
Those are the vibes you get from him. That he would just whip it out.
he's kneeling at the wall and he's like, Alexandra. Fuck me through the wall.
Bring your ass up to the wall.
This shit's made from IKEA. Pretty sure we can just break it down really easily. Pretty sure this is particle board.
All you gotta do is unscrew one screw and that'll come out.
This is a piece of fucking shit. Lucas and Amelia, who cares? Sergio does break things off with Alexandra, and he says in confessional he feels like a villain because he told Amanda that he was only seeing her, and now he wants to just eat her. But is it too late? Because he goes to the women, because we go to the women's quarters, and Alexandra comes in and lets everyone know that Sergio has dumped her. And she says, "I'm surprised because yesterday he was so captivated by me."
And he's covering his tracks. He realized he fucked up the day later.
Kimia walks in right after her and says she was dumped by Sergio. And they say congrats to Amanda. But Amanda says there's a problem. He said he wasn't dating anyone else. And the other women say, don't make a big deal about this. It's a dream scenario.
You're on TV now.
You're on TV. You're marrying a great guy who will never cheat on you, never lie to you again.
You're going to get 5,000 Swedish followers.
He's just a 37-year-old sowing his wild oats, okay? He's young. He's a guy. He can't help it. When you get married, this will all change. It's a dream scenario.
It's the dream scenario. One day you'll be on Instagram having a gender reveal party for your child.
Yeah.
It'll be wonderful.
Amelia and Rasmus. I guess we know how they sing happy birthday in Sweden now.
May he live long. May he live for 100 years. Three cheers for Rasmus. Long may he live. Hurrah, hurrah, hurrah.
They have really good health care. That's why they say 100 years, because they all actually live up.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah. You actually live for 100 years and then they kill you so they don't overpopulate the country. It's it's like The Giver.
I was like, 100 years? What's that like?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's like crazy.
And then she proposes. Is this? I don't think this is legal in the United States, because this would never.
It is because Gigi did it.
Only after she knelt after he kneeled.
Oh, I see. So that's the loophole.
Same thought, but I knew you would say that.
It's the loophole.
You meant loopholes in the law? And yep. She knew that. She's a very, smart woman.
Yes.
But, there's loopholes.
She consulted the Netflix lawyers. She knew exactly what to do.
The lawyers definitely tell them you can kneel, but only after the man kneels first.
And she also has to ask her own father's permission too.
Yes.
Before she does it.
Yeah. That's definitely a bit of TV magic. All fathers are consulted pre.
Yeah, they're on set, actually.
All the fathers. Yeah.
They're bartering. They all have goats with them.
Yeah, all the fathers actually are in every scene of the show. It's as if they're child actors. The fathers have to watch all single women until they're married have to have their fathers watching every scene.
Right.
You must have a chaperone.
Comfortable Mexico scenes. They've got
Well, it's the law.
It's true. Yeah.
Until you're married, you're your father's property. So that's the way it has to go. Sorry.
It's the law. It's a global thing. I'm sorry to say. Once again.
Until it's bartered. It's
a global thing.
Apparently in Sweden you can propose, although I don't know, maybe she got arrested after this. We haven't seen the reunion. Maybe she comes out in handcuffs.
We don't know.
Yeah.
It's a foreign land of which we know nothing about.
Amelia and Rasmus reveal. He says if she's a 3 and the rest are 10, then that will be a challenge, I think. I just hope that my emotions will make her a 10.
Sounds like he's going into it with the right mindset. Really.
Yes. Sounds like he knows what show he's on.
The producer certainly did.
Yes. As we're heading into this, I'm hoping that his emotions will even overcome those ugly Estonian genetics, that he's so worried about.
I don't even know what Estonia is. Is it Asian? Is Estonia in Asia?
I don't know.
Is it real? And then we head into episode 2. And I'm excited to see what happens in episode 2, even though we've talked about it a little bit.
Yeah, we've seen it.
We've seen it. You've seen it. We're all seen it.
We're out of time today.
Wow.
Both of our eyes are burning from the solar eclipse. So
I know. It's crazy stuff.
We both watched it without glasses.
I just want to say, I think that the shortened season and the editing is good. Like I think they're clicking out of paint and the stuff is no all killer, no filler.
It's been really good so far.
Good characters. I'm digging it.
And they're weirdly competitive, and I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Very cool.
Yes. Well, I'm excited for episode 2.
One could say it's an elite premiere.
It live for 100 years.
I hope so. Okay. What's Swedish for goodbye?
Donka thousand.
No, it's hejda.
Hejda.
Or no, I don't know. Is it?
It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
Now I'm going home to masturbate like a maniac.